Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
I've been noticing on my back door that I walk out that the past couple of days, it seems like it's sticking a little bit.
That definitely happens.
And this morning when I tried to open it, it was downright stuck. Now, I thought, and maybe this would be a good hey, I was wondering early, I thought when things get cold, they contract, and when things get warm, they expand. So I would think the door would be contracting and be maybe easier open, or it would have gaps or something because it was getting smaller. Why does it seem to be getting bigger and stuck?
That is a good question. I feel like it has to do with the wind, though, because the wind was howling a lot. Like it was hitting your door at one side more than the other.
I don't think this is wind related. I'll take that bet.
Okay.
Somebody get Bet Rivers on the phone. I want the wind bet.
Right.
I'm going to take the under on the wind bet.
No, because like you know on a window when it's snowing and windy, how only like half of the window gets snow on it?
So you're saying the wind outside somehow dislodged my door frame.
Only half of it.
Half of it.
Yeah.
I'm still taking the under. Call Bet Rivers.
Yeah, I think extreme weather, so I just chalk it up without having to be actually smart and figure it out. I always just chalk it up to like extreme weather, one way or the other, just does stuff to things. So
that is, you know what Whip just did? He did the just because answer to us.
Yes.
Why is the sky blue? Because
it is. All right. Again.
True.
Why is the door stuck? Winter. Okay, but why in winter? It's winter stuff. Don't worry about it.
It doesn't matter.
That's kind of what you're saying to me.
Kind of, yeah.
That doesn't really solve it. Did that get you through college? Now, what's the answer in the chemistry test of number 8? A, B, and C. I don't know. One of the three.
No, I always did have some tricks to get through college, but that wasn't one of them.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I just found that kind of odd. And then it was suggested to me, well, you know, ice, when that freezes, that expands, doesn't it? So maybe there's some, you know, water in there somehow.
Well, for example, like the, you know, I get water delivered to the house. You get the big jugs, you know, the Hinkley.
I love big jugs. You love big jugs?
Who doesn't love big jugs?
Yeah. Makes you want to drink them up, right?
Yeah, a cold winter night on the fireplace, some big jugs.
Many a time I've been sitting around going, what I wouldn't do for some big jugs.
Wait a second.
All right. Okay. I don't know. I forgot where I was going. Oh, yeah. See, if you leave the water bottles outside for too long when they deliver them, like
your
if
jugs
you don't get
explode.
Home, those jugs, you know, the ice in there starts exploding. Expanding,
right.
And then the bottle cracks. And if you leave it out there too long, you try to pick up the bottle, and it's in 10 pieces.
Your jugs are everywhere.
Jugs, you can forget that jug.
Hey, Rich.
Yeah, it sounds like you're getting a little condensation around the door frame.
There
from the heat of the house.
So it would be the water theory.
And then what happens is,
okay.
Well, your house is warm, and it wasn't as cold, so you could, it would feel like it's stuck because you'd break the ice easier.
Right.
But because it's so cold,
right.
It's frozen solid.
Gotcha.
So, it's just the
time, you know, something you might want to put in the door frame could be, you know, some condensation there causing it to expand a little bit, huh?
Yeah, the insulation around the frame.
Oh,
the
sometimes
you could take some armor all and put it on the insulation around the door frame.
Yeah, rub it everywhere.
Or some silicone spray.
All right, let
me.
And
it won't stick.
You sound like you know what you're talking about, Rich. Let me, and I agree with you. Let me check a couple other theories. What are your thoughts on the Violetta? It's the wind theory.
I think it's blowing through your ears.
Okay. And what do you think of the Whip just because quit asking questions theory?
He's spot on.
There you go. And do you also enjoy big jugs?
Oh, well, what else is there?
There we go. There's Rich.
Oh, Rich is a good guy.
He's the best. Thank you, Rich. You've just been invited to Violetta's fake Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
The one that's not really happening, but if it was, and you showed up at her condo, you can't show up empty-handed.
Mm-mm.
She'd open the door, and you would present your what? 312-233-1019. All right, you ready?
Yes.
There we go. Oh, these are good. Bill, I'm certain it's delicious. What is it?
Oh, quiche.
Quiche.
Oh, what kind of quiche do you make?
Quiche Lorraine. It's really good.
Quiche Lorraine. Yeah, you show up to a Super Bowl party with a little quiche.
Hmm.
Guys down the hall, the oldies guys, when I was just out in the hall a second ago during Sam Smith to get some coffee, they were both sprinting down the hall because I think their quiche was burning.
Oh.
They're primarily focused on their food, not their Led Zeppelin songs.
I don't blame them, truthfully.
In at number 3, you would show up, not empty-handed, Nick, at the door with what?
Baked buffalo cauliflower.
Baked buffalo cauliflower.
I've seen that. Yum.
And number two, Chris, no party should be without.
Well, I actually make plenty of good dishes, but I'd come with some, like, hangover cures for the next day, because knowing Bialetta, we'd be getting a little wild that
night. There you go, a little Pedialyte, yeah. A little Pedialyte for the hangovers.
Not sure if you're sleeping over.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You get enough in you, you never know. And finally, in at number one, somebody invite Jim to a party because he's bringing...
smoke-loaded queso.
Oh, not just any queso, Violetta. Smoke-loaded.
Wow, that sounds yummy.
What exactly is a smoke-loaded queso, Jim?
So you just smoke some cheese with veggies, jalapenos, meat in it for about an hour.
Oh, boy.
Perfection.
Oh, man. My stomach's growling right now, Jim. You going to watch the Super Bowl on Sunday?
We are. Uh-huh. We are, definitely.
How many? Just your family? You got a couple of two, three people coming over?
My wife and another couple.
Nice.
Okay,
nice. Who are you putting your money on?
The Chiefs, for sure.
Yeah, Chiefs to cover.
That's too good.
Yeah, he's really, really good.
Oh, totally.
Danielle.
Yes.
You crying?
I'm not crying, but I'm feeling the emotions.
You're feeling the emotions, but you're not crying.
I'm not crying. I work at a psych hospital, so I'm trying not to go into work crying.
Yeah. All right, so you're kind of predisposed just from an employment standpoint to go that route after hearing what happened there.
So, yeah, I'm physically emotional, but I can hold it back when I need to.
The lyrics, did they get you?
They did. They did. When they're starting to talk about, like, their mom and their parents and, like, their last name.
I know. Every time somebody talks about my last name, I get all choked up. Like,
You can't even listen to a Fergie song,
no,
period.
Yeah. When Fergie from Black Eyed Peas.
You're done.
Oh, I am a wreck.
Oh, my God, you guys.
So you kind of understand. How old are you, Danielle?
I'm 24. I just turned 24.
All right. So you kind of understand what Violetta is saying, the emotional component of those lyrics.
I can. Uh-huh. I can. I see how they're emotional, yes.
All right. Deep down, be honest with you, you think she's kind of a big sissy?
No, I think she's just, like, natural, like, human.
No, I'm definitely not
she's
that.
Not even close to that.
Got a lot of that going on.
I don't know why that song strikes a chord.
Hang on, Danielle. We're going to give you something. Thank you for helping. Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying at Sam Fisher. Sam Fisher? See? All right. Any of you folks? Yeah. Any of you had to wipe away a tear during that?
Come on.
312-233-1019. Be allowed to tell the truth. What did I do during that?
You left instantly.
Yeah, right away.
I could not believe that.
I only have 3 minutes to go down and pee and get coffee. So.
Literally, could you say one sentence from that song?
Just the title, and I have to look it up. I do.
That's
I really
crazy.
Have to look it up. What is it called? What other people say?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I bet you're just afraid to be emotionally available to open up to listen to that.
I'm emotionally shut down.
You should talk to someone about that.
You know what? I have therapists that'll line up to tell you that.
Yeah. It's been working for you, though, so just leave it alone.
Yeah, what the hell? We are going to check what Twitter is talking about, at least the big three. Top three. Here we go, Violetta, at number three.
Britney Spears trending right now with 52 million retweets. Shania Twain revealed that she is inspired by Britney Spears a lot. She says she sings along to all of her records. Most people are probably checking out this trend thinking that it has something to do with, like, Britney Spears' current, like,
crazy
mental situation.
Yeah, something weird.
Yeah, not Shania Twain singing along to her songs, but that's pretty much the whole trend, and I think Twitter now is starting to say they're disappointed in it.
I still love me some Britney. Trending on Twitter, number two.
So, Olivia on Fallon, trending right now. Can you think what Olivia is trending?
Rodrigo?
Yes.
Whoa.
I can't believe you got that.
Driver's License?
Yes.
Another song that makes everybody cry?
Exactly. The saddest moving singing song right now. Olivia Rodrigo performed her debut single, Driver's License, live for the first time on TV, and we have a little clip of it.
Oh, boy.
You said forever, now I drive alone past your street. Red lights, stop signs, I still see your face.
Oh, it's very inspirational.
Feel free to start up anytime. This goes on
for
58 seconds.
You can pull it away with that.
Okay.
That was good.
But she's
got a great voice.
Yeah, people wanted to see what she was like live because this is her first live TV performance, so a lot of people tuned in.
But the interesting thing is because it was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, he, as that was happening, just went back to what he's comfortable with and went over and smashed an egg on her head.
That's true.
It's all, you know, he loves the sketchy comedy stuff.
It's funny. She came from that sketch comedy show, Brazaarvark, on the Disney Channel, like I mentioned. So they should actually get along great.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
Cinderella, the reimagined version that a lot of people say is actually their favorite version of the classic story with Brandy and Whitney Houston. It's back from 97. It's finally coming to Disney Plus on February 12th, and a lot of people are excited to check that out.
Good timing. Thank you. Anybody listening who has lived in the smallest space, we were talking about that New York City apartment. They did the video tour. It has a, it's a studio. No oven, one mini fridge, one tiny closet. Get it for about $1,700 a month.
Wow.
No wonder New Yorkers are so angry. hang on, Patrick. Matt, you know all about that living experience, right?
I do. I do. I lived in New York a few years ago.
Okay. Oh. Small apartment?
Very.
How small?
At its widest point, I could put my hand on one wall, my foot on the other wall.
At its widest point.
Sure, I swear to God.
You lived in a hallway.
Smaller.
Smaller.
I wish it was a hallway.
Yeah. Were you always nervous when somebody would come over and they'd have to use the bathroom because you know that you're sitting like 4 inches away from them just through a wall?
Yeah.
Well, that's where I did my dishes. I had no kitchen.
In the bathroom?
Oh, it had no kitchen?
I had to do it in the sink.
Oh, all right. My gosh.
Oh, no kitchen. Had to do dishes in the sink in the bathroom. Did it have a fridge?
I had a mini fridge.
Uh-huh. There you go.
I feel like you ate a lot of ramen noodles.
Yeah. Yeah. You
have
Like a hot plate?
It was all college, yes.
There you go. That sounds fantastic.
Well, you got through it.
Yeah. Patrick's like, I know all about that. Small living space, Patrick?
Yeah. When I graduated college, I moved to Miami. The only place I needed a place that I'd go month to month. The only place I could find was one room. It doubled as a bedroom, a living room. I didn't have a kitchen, no oven, no stove. It had a fridge, and then I had to buy a microwave.
Uh-huh. You lived in a hotel room is basically what you lived in.
Yeah. Basically, yeah. When I wanted a living room, the futon would be the couch, and when I wanted a bedroom, I'd lay it down.
Time for the bedroom, and just lay down. There you go. And then there's Mark. Mark lived in the smallest space. Mark?
We're in a 350-square-foot motorhome in our driveway at our house.
Lived in the motorhome. Nice. How long did that go on?
Well, we're still in it.
Oh, you're still in it?
It's been 10 months.
Oh, my gosh. Cold this morning there in the motorhome, Mark?
No, we got heat and electric fireplace.
Oh,
nice.
That's really nice.
68 degrees this morning.
Very cozy. So so when you watch TV and sit in your chair, it's also the chair that you can spin around and drive away?
No, we got a couch with an easy chair.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's nice. Sounds very cozy.
It's comfortable. Then we got the house next door with the daughter lives in the house, so we're moved to the motorhome about 10 months ago.
Do you have a shower in the motorhome, or do you walk over to your daughter's house for the shower?
Nope. We got a shower. Shower, microwave.
Yeah. And, cable? You got cable? You got satellite?
Oh, yeah. Cable, satellite,
of
internet.
Course.
Paradise.
Can I move in?
Right.
What else do you need? Right.
He's living better than me. That's nice. I see nothing wrong with that whatsoever. And if you don't like the neighborhood, move.
Exactly. Yeah. Just drive away.
Just drive away and it's over. Could The Weeknd score the first ever Super Bowl bumped Hot 100 number one? First time ever. They say it could happen this weekend with that song right there.
Oh, okay.
The Weeknd is in an incredibly rare position of having two songs that could plausibly jump to the Hot 100's top spot following his halftime performance. Blinding Lights, of course, is the likely one. In the 30-year history of the Super Bowl halftime show being a showcase for star artists to play their own hits, no song has ever jumped to number one on the chart following a Super Bowl halftime performance. They think it might happen this weekend.
Okay,
that's
wouldn't
interesting because he's still so relevant. Sometimes the performers aren't.
Well, the closest was Lady Gaga in 2017, where the ballad Million Reasons.
Oh, that was her performance, and that was so good. She played the piano.
It re-entered the chart at number four. It was not even on the charts
and
came in right at number four following that performance. That's the closest it's ever come.
Yeah.
So we'll see if it happens this go around.
I think that was one of the songs you banned from the
I think it was. Yeah, I think it was. Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
Congratulations, you win. I am serious.
Oh, my gosh. I am driving my kids to school, and we are so, so excited.
I know the world could open up.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
You have won tickets to see The Weeknd in 11 months.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait.
plenty of time to find a babysitter.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, my God. This made my day. I listen to you guys every day, and I was in Mexico last year just thinking about it would be so great to be back in concert. So thank you.
You are very welcome. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. She is just overjoyed.
And we have another pair of weekend tickets coming Monday after the performance. Make sure you're watching the performance because that might come into play Monday. Wink, wink. Speaking of that performance, the halftime performance of the Super Bowl on Sunday, the Weeknd has promised to keep halftime show PG for the families.
I was wondering that because, you know, Starboy, for example, you know, there's an MF thrown in that song.
Yeah, he said, no. He's planning on being completely PG. Everybody's going to like it. I will incorporate some storylines. It's a very cohesive story I've been telling through this era. The story will continue, but I'll keep it PG for the families.
You think he comes out with bandages or no bandages?
I'm going with no bandages.
Somehow or another, there's going to be a reference to the whole deal, I think. Somehow. Yeah. I don't know how.
The Weeknd Super Bowl halftime show will also take place in the stands and won't have any special guests.
Hmm.
Remember, we had mentioned this earlier. So you normally see it on the field. You know, they have to tear everything down and build stages and the whole thing under normal circumstances. So it sounds like at Raymond James Stadium, they're going to build some kind of staging in the stands. So they aren't even going to mess with the field.
Well, because normally that's not an option because they're filled with fans.
Right, true. But there's going to be, what, 28,000?
Yeah, somewhere around there, plus 30,000 cardboard cutouts.
Oh.
So there will be seats filled with either pretend people or actual ones. But
yeah, The Weeknd says he would not place any bets on surprise guests joining his Super Bowl halftime show. There had been people talking about, you know, Daft Punk and who knows who else.
Ariana Grande was
a big favorite early, but that doesn't seem to be the case right now, so we'll see what happens.
He's going solo.
What time will halftime be? The game kicks off like, what, 5:26 or something like that?
Yeah, technically, 5:30 they're saying. I think it's a little after, but
5:38?
Yeah. You know, they used to give that actual to-the-minute time as the kickoff. In the last few years now, they've just rounded it to 5:30.
Okay.
So,
and it'll, you know, it usually takes a little bit longer. The game does, obviously, with all the commercials, all the breaks, everything in there.
Exactly.
And so you got probably get your halftime around 7:15, 7:30-ish.
Exactly.
Something like that. And what is it, Nance and Romo on the call?
Is this CBS this year?
I believe it's a CBS, or it's not.
I'm
Joe East Troy. It's not them.
No, I'll miss them. But no, Nance and Romo are very good.
I like Tony Romo. Yeah, easy little things dudes can do to instantly become hotter, become more attractive. Number one, better start blanking your clothes. This is an easy one, right?
I think so.
Hi, Dorothy.
Hi, it's ironing your clothes. Just put a little starch on your clothes and iron away.
That is exactly right.
Yes.
We would have also accepted steaming your clothes.
Oh.
Also would have accepted steaming.
At least just not changing your clothes.
Yeah, that might help too for a lot of people.
But it might be.
Ironing or steaming your clothes will instantly make a dude hotter. So you agree with that, obviously, Dorothy.
I totally agree.
Do you think the vast largest percentage of men don't do this?
I totally agree with that.
Yeah, I do too. I completely agree with all of it.
It's actually sexy to watch a man iron his own shirt too.
See, but you like it when he's like doesn't have his pants on. He's in his boxer briefs doing it.
Yeah, well, normally you're not dressed yet. But also, like, just that he knows how to, like, work the iron, you know?
You have an iron whip?
Yeah, I have iron, but I think I burned a hole in something once.
Got a steamer?
Which
can mean a lot of things.
You know, a couple times a week.
I can see Whip in his, like socks and, like, boxers, like, trying to figure out.
Let him get that one.
No, she let the steamer thing right over
it. Right through it, didn't it? Yeah. Iron or steam your clothes, guys. You'll instantly become hotter. At least that's what the ladies say. Among the other things on the list. You ready?
Yes.
Ditch the boxers. Wear the boxer briefs.
Okay.
Make sure all your clothes fit.
This
is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem. Guys wear their clothes too big.
Yeah, like oversized. You got to show us a little of that physique, you know?
Guys always are convinced they're extra largest, sometimes even largest, when they're mediums. And guys just don't want to be a medium.
No, you don't want to do that.
Because you feel like small.
Right,
and so
then you throw a large on and you look ridiculous.
Yeah.
Wear the right socks with the right shoes.
Thank you.
Stop wearing white socks with everything.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. If you're going out late night and you're wearing slacks, which I know you don't like that word.
slacks.
If you're wearing slacks, you need to wear black, like, socks or something interesting.
You know what I learned, too? Your socks. A lot of guys get this wrong, too. Your socks need to match your pants, not your shoes.
Oh, no.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of guys don't know that.
No?
It's too hard.
Yeah. A lot of guys don't know that. I mean, you're right. Something interesting. Something, you know.
Yeah, like sometimes people wear, like, ducks on their socks
like
or, like, strips.
Get some ducks on your socks when you're wearing your slacks.
It's, like, a little way to, like, show your personality.
When I was a little kid, I had some socks with Bugs Bunny on them. They may still be at the bottom of my drawer. I'm going to check
pull those out. Those would be a hit.
Yeah.
clean your shoes and get them polished.
Wow.
Cut your nails.
Yes.
Nothing worse than gnarly.
Hey,
gnarly
one that nails. I do. One that I do.
Good job.
You
thank you.
Do you do this one? Pluck awkward hairs.
That I definitely do.
Ooh, really?
You know, full disclosure, I discovered a hair on my ear yesterday, and this thing had to be 3 inches long. I mean, I'm like, how did I miss that? I want to believe it grew 3 inches in one day. Like,
right.
But that seems impossible. It had to be sitting there for like a week.
Like, was it your earlobe?
No, it was like right here, kind of towards the top.
I'm glad you're saying this, because sometimes it's the certain light. If the sun is coming in the window a certain way and you happen to look in a mirror, you're like, how have I been missing that thing?
Right.
Yeah.
So have you ever gotten one that's grown out of your ear?
Those are
fun.
One?
Yeah. I have one on my shoulder, on my right shoulder, too, an awkward hair.
Yeah.
And it's really thick. It's like a cable.
Oh, those are weird. Is that just
like you would suspend a bridge from? It's right, one of those. It's big and thick.
I've had those in the middle of my nose.
Oh, man.
That's really bad.
I've seen that on a guy, and I wanted to just pluck it so bad. I'm like, come here.
I thought she was going to say, I've seen that on you.
No, inside my nose.
Oh,
you feel like you blow your
top.
Nose. You're like, why is it not helping?
You ever blow your nose and then one appears just right out there? You're like, well, that thing was growing up into my brain.
I was waiting for the proper
wind. And I blew
wind.
It loose, and it came straight down.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, it's dangling down over your lip.
This was supposed to be the sexy segment.
Well, we're learning. And finally, easy little things dudes can do to instantly become hotter. Don't answer texts while you're on a date.
Oh, totally.
So this isn't physical appearance. This is behavior-based,
too. That's just polite.
Just sitting around trying to get hotter. It's the mix. Easy little things guys can do to instantly become hotter. Iron your clothes. Wear boxer briefs. Make sure your clothes fit. How about the right socks with the right shoes? Yeah. In fact, while you're at it, clean your shoes. Cut your nails. Pluck those awkward hairs. And quit answering texts while you're on a date with me.
Yeah.
Others that you would like to add to that list. Jerry.
I would say stop smoking.
Stop smoking, Will.
Okay, all right. Done. All right. You got it.
Good suggestion, Liz. Or good suggestion, Jerry. Liz.
Stop wearing your day clothes to bed.
Stop wearing day clothes to bed, like whatever we were wearing around, just climbing in bed in those clothes?
Yes. It grosses me out.
That's repulsive.
So I'm wearing a hooded sweatshirt and jeans, so I shouldn't go to bed wearing this stuff tonight?
You know, you just go home from work, you do all your stuff, and you hop in bed at night.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Violetta almost threw up.
Like, not even on top of the blanket can you do that. That's street clothes. They can't be in the house on the bed.
Yeah, that's right. I wear my shoes in the house and it freaks everybody out.
Oh, that's even worse.
Amy, to instantly become more hotter, we need to start doing what?
Well, first of all, let me say there's nothing on that list that's wrong.
Okay.
They need to be doing all this stuff.
Good to know.
But secondly, you know, when you're with somebody, you walk with them. You don't walk 10 feet in front of them. And you know, the whole idea of we're together, we're on a date, you're not off on one mission and leaving me back here to,
gotcha.
That's a really good point
that
I didn't realize.
Walk next to us. I'm a very slow walker, though. So
yeah, you are.
I'm fine walking next to you, but it's going to slow the process down. Although my buddy Ryan walks like 50 feet in front of everybody.
It doesn't matter.
He just takes off like he's been shot out of a cannon.
Oh, okay.
is it Allah?
Hi. We have a nice going out coat. So not just like
I do. It's my Bears coat.
Yeah,
Bears
that's
on
nice.
It.
Well, no, define nice.
And if we're really getting fancy, I get the Blackhawks coat out too.
The Blackhawks.
I know what you're saying. A nice like overcoat, that kind of thing. All right. Thank you, Ala. And finally, it's uncomfortable not only to hear but maybe to do for some guys. Yes, Bree.
They need to manscape the southern region.
Manscape the South.
Oh,
down there, somewhere near Alabama.
Okay.
Action down there.
Keep it all cleaned up. Do you find that most men fail to do this, Bree? Not that you've been with a lot of men.
Yeah.
Well, I can say it's 50-50, but the ones that did definitely benefited more.
From the overall experience of it. Yeah. Good tips. Ditch the Blackhawks coat. Quit smoking, Whip.
Yeah.
Yeah. And manscape it all.
I'm glad we didn't.
Speaking of plucking awkward hairs, like the original is.
I'm glad we didn't.
That's a whole
deep
group
dive.
Of awkward down there.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
Let's not go any further. Yeah.
You don't want to what?
Go any further.
What was it, the deep dive?
Yeah, I'm glad we're not doing a deep
dive.
That
doesn't help. Mm-mm. You're not going to have that happen if you don't do the last
no.
one.
No.
A railway operator blasts bride and groom seen taking wedding pictures on the railroad tracks as just plain stupid.
Yeah.
Your wedding picture was ridiculous. Maybe for other reasons. 312-233-1019. Hi, Noreen.
Hi, how are you?
The ridiculous wedding picture you got talked into was what?
Well, my college roommate, who was my maid of honor, made my husband and I run through a pumpkin patch. It was absolutely hilarious with, you know, the wedding dress and the veil running through the pumpkin patch.
Mm.
It turned out great, actually. It was hilarious.
Okay.
So it's a strange picture, but you actually like it.
Yes, just because it was so off-the-wall crazy, right. Holding pumpkins. And,
right.
But you were holding pumpkins,
Who was
too?
A harder sell on running through the pumpkin patch, you or your husband?
Me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I bet your dress was heavy. It's hard to get around in a pumpkin patch.
That's true.
It was, but it was absolutely the funniest thing.
Where did you get married? Where was there a handy pumpkin patch?
It was out in the country.
Oh, yeah. Country. Yeah. You don't see a lot of those down on Wacker.
No. Right, no.
Downtown.
Not even on Halloween.
Thank you. You want to date her? You can.
Really?
Well, you got a shot now. Jennifer Garner has reportedly joined several dating apps.
Oh, gosh.
Yep. Be on the lookout.
Wow.
She's put out the word to her friends that she's ready to get out there. She's joining up apps. She's gotten some fascinating responses.
Wow, maybe that is a way. You know, you feel yep. like you got the whole world at your fingertips, but maybe there are just people that would otherwise yep. never reach you.
Yep. So she's home, sitting in her chair. Kids are e-learning in the other room. She's on the app, browsing through Bumble.
Ben's in the back smoking.
He's in the back smoking, even though he doesn't live anywhere nearby anymore.
That's okay. Sometimes
gone.
He shows
well,
up
know,
just to do that.
Like, long gone. I feel like he's still yeah. hanging around.
You know who's e-learning? Elton John. He says it's damn hard.
Oh, why is he e-learning?
Well, you know, he's got kids.
Oh, yeah.
Elton John says homeschooling his two sons has been very, very hard.
Uh-huh.
It's not easy. We've been here since May, said Elton. Our children haven't seen anybody. It's very hard, but they've been amazing. Children need to interact with each other. People need to interact with each other. It's time.
Yeah, I bet it's hard to see the screen with those pink sunglasses, too. Really
well, they might be, what are the glasses you're supposed to wear?
The blue light.
Yeah, they might have that filter in them.
Maybe.
Nice.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Serena Williams, we mentioned she's going to be in one of the commercials, or at least a lookalike of her, that you'll see on Super Bowl Sunday. Did you see the story, Serena Williams' trophy room tour is at an all-time flex? So you can see it now. I think it was on TikTok or whatever. We don't keep second-place trophies, she says.
Oh. Ouch. Okay.
Right. Well, you know, it's a good attitude.
Yeah, that's until our true. Kid grows that's up very, and gets second place.
Well, that's very Tom Brady, though. Tom Brady just grabbed a guy for crying who won the
just
NFC
for winning
championship.
It, yeah.
Said, you didn't win anything yet.
Right.
That was aggressive.
Anything. You haven't won a single thing.
You might have to be a little bit of crazy to be that good.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Here's crazy. $4,000 stuffed animal for men. Get one right now. The Rob Report says Louis Vuitton is selling a $4,000 stuffed animal made specifically for men. The animals are wearing Louis Vuitton sweaters and have a strap so men can wear them around their shoulders and or midsection.
Weird.
Okay. I mean, I don't even mind the concept of the stuffed animal. It's just the $4,000 thing is funny.
This guy doesn't seem to mind it at all either. A man is offering $5,000 for the return of his stuffed animals.
Whoa.
WFLA. That's Florida. There you go. The freaks. Vitas Changsao was drugged and robbed by a woman last weekend. She took two expensive watches and two stuffed monkeys from his apartment. Vita says the monkeys have been in his family for decades and is offering $5,000 for the monkeys' safe return.
Stuffed monkeys.
Wow. You know, I saw, this is unrelated, but it was a murder story on 2020 last week.
Are you sure it was unrelated?
Here's something unrelated and completely off point.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's on point because somebody left a pair of stuffed kissing monkeys on the bed after murdering the woman in the bathroom.
Maybe the people who took his monkeys.
I think they should look into this.
Gross.
From monkeys to gorilla, sticky situation. There's a viral TikTok that has a woman styling her hair with gorilla glue.
That does not sound good.
No, you can see that for yourself on TikTok now. That's going to stay that way for quite some time.
Why do people do such dumb things on TikTok?
Well, that's in order to get attention.
Yeah, no such thing as bad attention to some people, I guess.
Here is something that doesn't sound good to me. Apple is close to finalizing a deal to make their own line of driverless cars. I'm still not on the driverless car kick.
Ooh.
No, I don't think so.
It makes me uncomfortable. Parmesan cheese prices are about to skyrocket.
I like the way you say that, cheese.
Cheese.
No, the other one. Parmesan.
Oh, Parmesan?
Parmesan.
Parmesan cheese.
Why are they skyrocketing?
Now increased production costs are finally catching up with buyers as Parmesan has made a big increase in March, April, and May. People putting it on everything at home, Whip.
Okay.
Comes with a hefty price tag. Experts predict that Parmesan prices will skyrocket by April 2021. So stock up and load up now.
If you ever have the shredded one, do you ever put it in your hand and then just like eat it like without a bowl or anything? Just put it, like lick the whole thing up.
Yeah, I don't know what any of that means.
You don't do that?
Mississippi City will pay you $6,000 to move there. Oh. Natchez, Mississippi. I might take them up on this.
It might be nice.
I might.
How much are they paying?
$6,000. Okay. Looking for remote workers who will relocate there and buy a home. The cash incentive includes up to $2,500 in moving expenses plus a $300 monthly stipend for a year to offset living costs. You know, everybody's bailing on Illinois.
Yeah.
The governor better be aware. Governor Pritzker, are you listening?
Yeah.
Natchez, Mississippi. That's the next place everybody's heading.
I just saw a story about Tulsa where they're offering $10,000. They have some hipster guy with a beard talking about how cool it is there if you're like in your 20s.
I would like to go to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Really?
It's supposed to be beautiful there. And Orlene Peterson is a woman there who just won the lotto on consecutive days.
Okay.
Wow.
Won a $200,000 scratch-off lottery. Next day, she won $300,000 on another scratch-off.
Wow, she's lucky.
It's crazy.
Woman is on a tear. All right, so that's Idaho. How about back to Texas? Migratory birds are getting drunk on fermented berries in Texas. Just outside of Fort Worth, a species of bird is making its seasonal return, drawing attention from neighbors who witnessed the birds engaging in unusual behavior, getting drunk on fermented berries. The cedar waxwings return to North Texas around this time every year and have found a berry area where the berries have gone bad.
Okay.
So you think they're doing it on purpose? Like, you think the birds are like, these are the good ones because you can get drunk?
It might be.
Yeah, I think it's possible.
They're not stupid. Uh-uh. And finally, this woman is stupid.
Okay.
Australian woman who has always struggled to tell right from left has now got them tattooed on her hands.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
Told you she was stupid. The woman, Dakota Lane from Australia, says she's often faced ridicule for constantly mixing up right and left, but things have reached a breaking point during a scavenger hunt party with friends last year. The 23-year-old was selected to be the navigator for her team. Bad move. And when she instructed the driver to take a few wrong turns, her friend ended up penning an L and an R on her hands to solve the problem. Dakota joked she was going to get them tattooed and then decided to follow through with it. So
wow.
She now has right and left tattooed on her hands. Not a good idea. All right, you ready to find out top three things trending on Twitter?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And Whip had a... I know it's driving him crazy.
No. I'm excited about
it. I have accurate information.
Well, when
I would like verification.
It feels like I was a little scared, like, oh, man, this will be a quest. What if I'm not able to find this information you were requesting? And then once I found it, I got excited.
Okay.
That's all. So you ready for it?
Sure.
Okay. You were talking about the temperatures during the polar vortex and the wind chills. So we did on January 31st of 2019. Temperatures plummeted as low as minus 23 Fahrenheit at O'Hare.
Wow.
With a wind chill of minus 52.
Oh, she did it right by
Fahrenheit.
Minus 52.
I just knew it.
O'Hare's maximum, so the high temperature was minus 10 that day.
Okay.
Minus 10.
Wow.
High.
That's insane.
Yeah.
It was
that
real
cold.
That
makes me feel better about today. Today is 24 degrees warmer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Think about it that way.
Beautiful.
Still cold. Top three things trending on Twitter. Here we go at number three.
Okay, Coming to America 2 is also coming to Amazon Prime today. That's the whole story.
Oh, thanks.
All right.
So the movie?
Yes,
the movie. Coming to America 2. All
right. Feels like that is a very, if you remember the original one, ever saw it, like very dated or things that you would be like, oh my God, I don't know if they can get away with that now. So interesting to see how they do that.
Definitely.
That's Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall.
You got it.
Okay. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Camila Cabello is spearheading a new fund that's devoted to covering the cost of mental health resources for frontline activists during this time. So she's doing some charity work out there, and everyone is loving it.
Good for her. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Ariana Grande trending as she becomes the first female artist to have three albums with over 4 billion streams on Spotify.
Wow.
All-time most streamed on Spotify right now, the fifth place is Eminem. Fourth place, Post Malone. Third, Ari. Second, Ed Sheeran. And first, you want to guess?
Sheryl Crow.
No, she just...
I just was going to say Taylor Swift.
No, not Taylor. It's Drake.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.